I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. You can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, all.
And Jason Bishop.
Yep. Hump day, hump day. Mm-hmm.
Hump day, rainy day. People can't drive in the rain.
It's just going to be a terrible day today.
Well, drive so slow in the rain.
Strong storms coming in at least twice.
I'd rather them drive slow than fast. That's just me, though.
Yeah, I have no problems adjusting to the conditions outside.
Yeah.
I don't need people driving 80 in the rain.
Where are you saying drive 80? Drive normal.
I'm team drive slower in the rain.
I think you got to drive a little slower.
I actually adjust to conditions.
Yeah, I'm actually
if they're adverse.
Where were you getting stuck on, like the GW Parkway or something?
GW Parkway was a creepy crawl.
Ugh. That thing is treacherous. I think you got to be careful when it's raining.
First half was fine.
Is that construction still going on?
Oh, yeah. Still going on.
That is a nightmare.
I'll never
going on in perpetuity.
I swear, I'm going to avoid that road for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
I had a dalliance with ditching the B-Dubs Parkway.
Oh yeah, you were coming through DC.
Now I'm back. I'm back. I'm back to my old girlfriend. I crept for a little bit with the new side piece, and then I just went back to the old standard.
Just kind of like too laborious, because you kind of have to think when you.
Yeah, there's just so
more
like,
lights.
Yeah, there's just going through the city, all the lights. It's a lot of back roads.
A parkway's faster.
Parkway is faster, and the ICC is much faster.
No, it's faster, but it's more unpredictable.
Definitely.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So, like, I go through the city, and I can literally get here in the same time every day.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
If there's a problem, you just go to the next block, go over. You know what I mean? You get stuck on a parkway.
I know. It's
you're done.
I'm just back to my old routine.
Yeah.
But today's going to suck.
I was talking to somebody yesterday about the weather and everything. And
I don't know if the Nats will get their game in. Don't the Orioles play a day game today? I think they do.
I believe it's
1:05 maybe?
Yeah, it's a 1 o'clock first pitch.
I'm not sure they'll get that in, and they might have some issues.
Yeah.
So I guess it was Derek Forrest, the guy from the WB.
DC News Now. What's it called?
Yeah.
DC News.
And, or is it the CW?
I think it's the CW
at
this
point. WB.
Yeah. I think it used to be the Dub B, and now I believe it's morphed into the CW.
Yeah, but what's the show called that we do?
DC News Now.
DC News Now. Right. And nice guy. We were just kind of chatting before, and he's always so perky. And I looked at him, and I said, I don't know how you're always so perky. Like, I get down with the rain. My wife gets upset with me. Like, a day like that. It's not quite a great day.
Mm-hmm.
And Derek says, yeah, he doesn't let it bother him. Never bothers him. He doesn't care what the weather's like. And
I try not to let it bother me, but it is nicer when you walk out and it's 65 degrees and sunny.
Well, yeah, you want to, even if I don't do a lot, you'd like to be outside and be in the sun.
Yeah.
There's something. Yeah. I think there's something physiological.
It's depressing.
It's real.
It is depressing.
You're missing out on your vitamin D. Don't you get that from the sun?
100%.
Get a lot from the rays.
It just makes you want to just stay inside all day.
Well, and I hate that. Staying inside all day, like when you're forced to, it's not good.
I hate that.
What are you
going
to do?
I agree.
No,
I
mean, it stinks. I canceled a soccer practice last night.
You could come to the Cakes Classic tonight. That's inside, away from all the elements.
Well, sure. You're going to cancel practice again tonight.
You have to give me an invite. Cakes.
It's going to be raining around practice time.
It's a good point.
I don't have practice every day.
Oh, okay.
We do Tuesdays and then voluntary on Friday.
Yeah, what are you, DC United? You're going to practice every day?
I mean, they're 6 and 7 years old.
I mean, you're not going to do that.
Well, too much. My little one was in Atlanta last weekend. This weekend, she's going to Kansas City.
Man, she's a world traveler.
And then I was telling the boys, I don't want to overemphasize school. I don't care about school. If you miss school here and there, it's fine. You know, generally,
you'll
go,
be okay.
Go, but if you can miss a day or two, it's fine. No big deal. She's missing Friday and Monday. It's crazy. Isn't that kind of crazy?
It's middle school. Like, do you remember?
She's in high school.
High school now.
But
okay.
Still.
She's but, I mean, do you really remember like anything that was taught to you as a freshman in high school?
But it does put you a little bit behind the curve. You know, you got to make sure you get your tests squared away.
Yeah.
And get your homework that you're missing. And, you know, it's just a little bit more of a pain in the butt,
I guess.
You'll be fine. She's not going to, you know, end up stupid. But I just think it's crazy that these volleyball tournaments, you know, have them, you know, at such locations and on days, you know, we are missing so much school.
Yeah. A lot of traveling involved,
too. And all that airfare and hotels.
That adds up.
Oh, yeah. They were showing me their big suite that they're staying in Kansas City.
I hope you've got the Marriott Bonvoy points racking up.
We have those points, and we have the Hyatt points. Good. They're all.
Aren't they running out? Man, you use a lot of points.
I use a lot of points, but the more you use, the more you get.
You keep, you put everything on your card, too.
Yeah,
I don't put
everything
on my card.
Yeah.
I probably should, but I don't.
How do you pay for stuff?
Yeah, what do you
debit
pay?
Card.
You
I mean, my card. No, my Amex pays for a lot of stuff, but debit, a lot of debit.
Well, then your Amex should have a lot of benefits and perks, right?
It does.
Yeah.
But I don't put enough on it to gain the points that you're getting. You got tons of points.
It's so strange to me that your kids can just
miss school at any time. Like, it's strange to me too, to be honest with you.
Like, how is this possible? Like, how are these coaches and tournaments and tournament directors like getting away with this?
Don't they have jobs?
Yeah.
Well, they're professional coaches. I mean,
so that's their job.
Some of them, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's some that are part-time. I mean, they're all paid. So they're all paid. But some have other jobs. But
yeah,
some
so,
are the full-time
But how can they just
coaches.
Take off
so they're
Monday
not,
and Friday?
They're not dad coaches. You know what I'm saying?
It's not
their gig because their kid's on the team. And...
Yeah, no. They're all professional coaches.
But they can't be making that much. How much are they making?
I don't know.
They're living off of that?
Well, some of them do. Some of them are full-time with the club, and that's their full-time thing. And others, I think it's their part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if you said, hey, Kate, you know, it's in the middle of a school week. You know, we can't pull you to go do the tournament. I'm sorry,
you're expected. You go through expectations at the beginning. You're expected to be at everything.
What if the teacher says
you can't just pick and choose?
What if there's
really
a test
can't.
On a Friday and the teacher
just
said
they just don't join the club then? You know what I mean? You have a choice. It's up to us. Your choice.
How are these clubs getting away with this?
I mean, it might be 6 or 7 times.
They don't. Here's how. They just don't care.
They don't care.
The clubs
they're
don't
gonna
care.
They're going to do what they're going to do.
They know that I guess they're exclusive clubs, and they'll get however many people they need signed up for them, and they don't care whether your kids miss school.
But what if there's
not.
A mandatory in-class test on a Friday, and they're supposed to fly
you
to
have an,
Denver?
Yeah, you have an exam.
I guess you're expected to figure it out with your teacher or something.
But are there games
know.
On Friday?
That's where you fake
or the games start on
that's
Saturday.
Where you fake sickness.
Saturday, Sunday, and I believe... I'm not sure.
So theoretically,
if this was
you could do school and just fly out there on Friday night.
Not for all of them. This one, you might actually be correct, but there are some, like the one she was just in, where they are on school days, literally school days.
It's, you know, it's just the obligation is just so foreign to me. Like
I know
I would.
What are you gonna do?
I would never be able to just get pulled out of school to go to like a hoops tournament. in high school or in middle school.
I think now that's just what happens.
Yeah, if you were playing now, it'd be different. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just different now.
Yeah, but you would miss some classes for high school sports at times.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like if you had to travel.
Tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, you just get on the bus and you have a game. But it was rare. Away or whatever.
It's rare.
I mean, we went my senior year, we went out to Vancouver and Seattle.
Right.
And that was in December, and that wasn't during the Christmas break. So we missed, we probably missed 2 or 3 days that tournament. St. Louis, went to St. Louis, missed us. Yeah, we missed some days.
Yeah, it happens.
But sorry, it's the math. I just cheated.
Hey, you know what? That's part of your education. It's real life experiences outside of the classroom.
The positive is that they get these great experiences. They get to travel all over.
It's amazing.
So there's a lot of positives to it. It's just kind of, I was telling my wife, I can't believe it, so much. A
lot of questions with that, but here's my overall question.
All right, question. Go ahead. Yes. About the Caps. You're
not the Caps. How do the Wizards beat the Bucks with the worst starting lineup in the NBA? Two of their starters aren't even playing.
Oh, this tells me you bet on the Bucks.
No, I didn't. I won't bet on the NBA. I can't do it because of last
night. You stopped?
I won't bet on the NBA anymore.
Hold on. This is like earth-shattering news. Did you know this?
I was never a huge.
He's intimated that he just can't trust
always said
what's
that,
happening.
But I always thought you did anyway.
But I thought he
I don't.
He would dabble every now and then.
Yeah, I would dabble every now and then.
You're
but
a dabbler.
I've really stopped over the last 6 to 8 weeks. I can't touch the NBA because of stuff like that. Uh-huh. Milwaukee was a huge favorite. They're playing all their guys. All right, all their guys. Look at the Wizards starting lineup. Mm-hmm. Take a look at it.
Look at their starting five from last night.
Well, look, Corey Kispert went off.
I
know, he had 27.
Yeah, Denny and
Jordan
Corey.
Jordan Poole's playing better. He had 13 assists.
I'm sorry.
Although they couldn't wait to put a viral
but that
clip
team
of
shouldn't,
him
I'm sorry,
night.
But that team shouldn't beat the Bucks.
What are you going to do?
Hey, and you got to see Vucevic. He's one of the guys they drafted, right? 21-year-old.
I've already forgotten.
He was a second-round pick.
Right.
And
where's
I saw
he been?
Him
is
nail
he been
a three.
With the G League or something? Or is he coming over from Europe?
I think he's coming over from Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only played in 6 games.
Uh-huh.
So he must have been over in Europe.
He just came 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
From Europe.
He had 14 last night.
All right. Maybe they got something there.
I saw him nail a three. Looks like he's got a pretty smooth stroke.
They have a back-to-back with the Lakers are in town tonight.
Are they? I don't know.
I think so.
Well, I didn't pay any attention to the Wiz. I saw via social media what was going on. I paid attention to the Caps, and I was starting to get into
it. I watched the first period.
They cut it to 3-2.
It felt pretty good after that we scored pretty early.
Stromer took a lead.
Stromer buried it right to make it 3-2.
Mm-hmm,
Then they scored when 4-2, and I could tell it was going the wrong way. Turned a channel.
Yeah.
Tried to do my reverse jinx on them.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I started getting a ton of messages that they just gave up 2 awful goals, like wide open guys. And
Coach Carbs.
What was the final?
6-2.
Six-two.
Coach Carbs is going to join us at 7.
Hey, I don't want to talk to him today. He's going to be bitter.
He had to pull. He just pulled Lindgren with 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
Because he's like, this game's out of control.
Give him some rest. Yeah.
He needs some rest.
And Lindgren, all they did was rave about him.
I wonder if that's what it is. If he just, certain nights, he's just gassed.
Well, it'd just be a bad luck game because they had won 10 straight when they scored the first goal. So they scored the first goal.
Yeah.
And this is from Japer's Rink, but it says they actually hit the pipe 5 times.
There were a lot of ringing of the pipes last night.
Mm-hmm. Think about that. Believe 5 times they hit the post.
And by the way, scheduling update, Coach Carbs joining us at 8:20 because of the travel. He's joining us later today.
All right.
And he generally
doesn't want to join us at all. But
he probably just wants to sleep.
He's contractually obligated.
He's really good with us.
Yeah.
But he does have a stern presence behind
he does.
The bench.
You do not want to get on his bad side.
No.
You do not want to be in his doghouse.
I'm not going to say he approaches that guy that's in Carolina. But it's kind of
Brindamore.
Brindamore is a scary mofo.
Well, what about Coach Love? Coach Love's kind of scary when he gets pissed.
I know, but he was always so good with us.
We
were charming. We disarmed him.
Sure, we are.
That's all there is to that.
We are incredibly charming.
But there's a ton of teams now in the mix. I mean,
I know.
Technically, if the playoffs start today, Washington's still in because they get a tiebreaker over Detroit. But Buffalo's. No, I don't think Buffalo's going to make it, but the Islanders are 1 point back.
Let me give you your latest odds.
The Pens, I think, are 2 or 3 points back.
Yep, the Pens, they're surging.
right? They're 3 points back.
Caps chances of making the playoffs as of today, according to MoneyPuck.com.
43%.
No, higher. 54.8%.
Hey, you'll take that.
I'm going to round that up to 55%.
Surprise.
Because I would always want my teachers to round me up if I'm at 0.8.
Your cakes, flip a coin.
I mean, if I had a coin, I would. Hold on. Let me see. Do I have a coin somewhere? I might.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the deal, man.
I have one stashed in my Oh, I do. I got a dime. I'm going to call heads.
Heads in, tails
only
out.
Only losers call tails. You got to call
Let
heads.
Let it land right over here.
Heads, the Caps make the playoffs.
Just flip it right on the table.
Tails, they don't.
All right.
All right. Let's see. Heads, silly. Right. Hit the bell, too.
They're in.
Heads,
they're
Caps in. Wow. Are in. There we go.
I'm nervous about it because I feel like they got really hot to get in this thing.
Yep.
And then they're obviously
now
not.
Now they're coming back down to earth.
Yeah, they're
bit.
Not. They're not as good as they were when they were on that heater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know who's getting blame from Cakes and Drab now if they don't make the playoffs, and it's not the players.
Hold on. Who are we going to blame? Who are we going to give a big piece of the blame pie to if it's
We're
going to
blame Lauren Oshie, who tweeted 20 hours ago.
Okay.
We're looking for a local seamstress in the DMV who could help with 25 playoff jackets. Looking for a quick turnaround, please DM.
Oh, play she's Frank trying Hanrahan. To do that play, Kansas oh, no. City bit.
She's doing the JP.
Yeah. that's you know what? We can blame her.
That's a big no-no.
Yeah, I don't generally like to get the wags involved, the players' wives and girlfriends, but yeah, that's not a great look.
Well, she's trying to do the Kansas City thing, right? Going viral.
Well, that's just a very popular thing right now where all the wags branded.
Just qualify, here. Like get in touch with the
do
seamstress.
Do it on the down low.
And I don't know if I do it when they're going to squeak in with a wild card spot or maybe the third spot in the Metro. Like if they're racking up a ton of points and they've secured a playoff spot already, then contact the seamstress or the tailor. Do whatever you have to do.
Yeah, but it takes time.
But when you're grasping, and we're checking MoneyPuck.com every day to see how close you are to the playoffs, might not be the time to tweet that.
Listen, I don't want
bad juju.
That is bad juju. You're correct.
She's in between a rock and a hard place because what if they don't end up going to the playoffs? She puts the order in. She can't cancel the order.
Well, then she's on the hook for 25 playoff jackets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
those are expensive,
I'm guessing.
And if they
do make it, and she waits, there might not be enough time, right?
Yeah.
She waits.
Do they really need playoff jackets?
No, of course not.
Five-game series against the Rangers.
Of course they don't. Hey, 6 or 7 game series. How dare you?
I think they would play Carolina. I saw the brackets yesterday.
Well, I can now do if the NHL playoffs
Well, this was
today,
before yesterday.
I'd love to do that bit, too.
This was before yesterday. I don't know if that's changed, Carolina was their first round.
That's a depressing Venmo transfer.
Yeah, it is.
Sending that money out.
At least we do have somebody to blame, Drab. I do like that.
Well, I know is they were jocking Lindgren before the cavalcade of goals or whatever it was, the onslaught.
What a great march.
Well, they were jocking him during the game last night. Yeah. About all the saves he was making.
He made one great glove save in the game.
Yeah, I saw that.
But hey.
I mean, Carbs probably has no confidence in, because Chuck probably needs a break. He probably needs
a game
off.
He needs a break.
But he's got no confidence in going to Darcy.
He can't take off the game against the Pens.
I know.
It's do or die time. There are 8 games left.
When is that one?
Thursday.
It's tomorrow.
Okay,
so
compressed schedule now.
Time. Yeah.
A lot of games between now and April 16th.
Right.
Hey, though, you flipped a coin, the Caps are in the playoffs.
I'm afraid to ask. I'm ashamed that I'm asking this. Is it Franklin Delano Roosevelt on the dime? I think that's right. Or is it Eisenhower? I don't even know.
I don't know.
No idea.
I think it's FDR, but I'm not 100% sure.
Is it Eisenhower on a silver dollar?
I think it's Roosevelt.
I think it's Roosevelt.
Let me see.
I'm pretty sure this is his number.
Yeah, FDR.
Roosevelt.
Yeah, it is. There we go.
It's Roosevelt.
There we go.
I mean, we should know. We went to Roosevelt. Now we went to Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah, we did go to Eleanor Roosevelt.
I wouldn't know.
I know you wouldn't know.
Yeah. All right, so.
You don't even know who's on the $5 bill.
We will talk Caps.
No, that's Abe Lincoln, Rick.
Oh. Head coach Spencer Carberry will join us at 8:20 this morning. Also on the show, we'll talk some Nationals. Mike Rizzo, Nationals GM, president of baseball operations, will join us at 9 here on the Junkies.
Welcome back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Back, Chuck. He's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team, 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Time now to open up the Junkie Sports page. Sponsored by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right. We talked about the Caps. Big loss to the Sabres up in Buffalo.
Bomber.
6-2. Chucky wasn't great. Defense wasn't great.
Unlucky, too. When you hit the post five times,
that's true.
You're unlucky.
Yeah. Yeah, Sabres were hitting it, too. Or a lot of posts.
But you still allowed six goals.
Yeah.
So they weren't great defensively. Anyway, so right now the Caps, with eight games remaining, are still the eighth playoff team. So the last wild card
Somehow
team.
They're clinging.
They are. It's tenuous, but they are clinging to that spot.
Yeah, and there's some other teams that are right in the mix. Detroit, obviously, right in the mix. They've got 82 points as well. Flyers have 83. The Islanders now have 81. They won last night.
I'm more focused on the Flyers because Joe B says so, that their best shot is third in the Metro. Flyers, 83 points, 1 point ahead, but they've played two more games.
Yep. And the Caps finished their season in Philadelphia, regular season finale. That's the BGOTY. I know we like to say
which
that.
Which game?
The regular season finale for the Caps is in Philadelphia.
Well, it's only the biggest game if it still mathematically means something. The biggest game of the year is tomorrow.
I understand, but our bit is it's always the BGOTY is the next game. So technically the final game is going to be the last game of the LGOTY.
Well, I know,
potentially,
but,
because but they could be, there's a chance that they've already clinched it.
They could be 3 points out.
Okay.
Or 3 points out.
There's a chance that they've clinched it. I find that hard to believe.
So you believe it will be the biggest game of the year?
It will be the B/LGOTY. Biggest last game of the year.
Well, that's
what it's going to be. It's shaping up to be that.
All right. We can agree to disagree on the biggest game. But Pittsburgh in Washington tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Some of the other teams that are playing that night that we have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, who are we fading?
I don't think any of those teams. The Islanders are playing Columbus.
Okay, so we're rooting for big CBJ fans.
All right, so
even though they're terrible,
But we're Columbus fans tomorrow.
Right, yep.
But that's the only other team that's in the mix that they're kind of chasing or being chased by in the Eastern Conference.
All right, it's pretty amazing if you just look at the standings. The bottom three teams that are in the playoffs right now: the Flyers, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Washington Capitals. They're all in the midst of losing streaks. Right. The Flyers have lost five in a row. The Caps have lost three in a row. All right, Tampa's just lost
one. Well, the number
one
that really jumps out at you is the Caps' goal differential.
Yeah.
They're minus 35 on the season, but somehow they're still a wild card team. If you look down at the West, all the teams that are qualifying for the playoffs there, they've got a plus green number in their differential.
Yeah.
There are no red numbers.
Right.
Both the Flyers and the Caps, who are jockeying for playoff spots, are in the negative.
That's a good point.
Thank you, sir. Very astute NHL observer.
Now, here's the problem. The Caps are going to play tomorrow, and then they're going to hopefully win. But then they're going to hop on a flight and go down to Raleigh.
Yes,
and play Carolina the next day.
Back-to-backers.
In Carolina. And Carolina's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to chalk that one up as a loss, the Carolina game. That's why tomorrow is a must-win.
Okay. All right. You're already putting an L in the column.
Well, I mean, Carolina.
I don't like when you pre-book L's for the team.
Let me just see what Carolina's.
Not a fan of that.
Carolina's home record this year.
Okay. They are 25-9-4.
Yeah.
9-4.
Is that pretty good?
Let me see. I think that's the most wins by a team at home in the Eastern Conference. Actually,
no, the Rangers have 26.
Okay. All right. But my point is that's pretty damn good.
It's very good.
So that's not going to be easy to go down there and win. I watched the first period and it was 2-1. I said, Click.
You said this game is over.
I just said hopefully.
Punted after one period.
And then I got up in the morning at, I think it was at 1:45.
Terrible time to wake up.
Right. My body wakes up. Yeah. And after 1 o'clock, wakes up every 20 minutes.
But you're able to go back to sleep at some point.
Yeah, I fell back asleep for a little bit. But I went to the bathroom and I brought my phone in with me.
Okay.
And I checked all my
SOP, standard operating procedure.
I checked all the
even at 1:45 in the morning?
What?
I mean, I can't.
If I'm getting up at 1:45 in the morning, I'm not bringing my phone into the bathroom.
Well, no, but I was thinking about the Caps game. I was hoping that they would have come back to win it.
Right.
So I brought my phone in to check the scores.
And then reality smacked you in the face. You saw six in front of the Buffalo score.
The only thing that was good about it is I fade the Caps, so I bet on the Sabres. That was the only thing that was good about it.
I like your approach to the Caps. You're fading them at every turn. You're pre-booking losses. I don't like this mojo you're throwing out.
He has a lot of negative mojo.
Yeah, you're putting a lot of bad vibes out into the universe.
Why? That doesn't affect the outcome.
For my squad.
I just, you know, it's an emotional hedge play. I mean, I've done that for years.
I still don't like it very much.
All right. All right, baseball. So the Nats were off yesterday. Weather was terrible. It's going to be terrible again today and tonight. So who knows if they'll get it in. There were some games last night. The Royals beat Baltimore 4-1. That Alec Marsh kid was dealing, man. I think the Orioles only had three hits. So the Royals get a win there 4-1. All right, we got to check to see what Rendon did last night.
Rendon check.
They've been hot since their team meeting, though. I think the Angels have won three in a row.
They have won three straight. They beat the Marlins last night 3-1 in Miami. Miami is now 0-6. First time they've been 0-6 in franchise history. But let's see what Rendon. 0-4. He is batting 0-0-0.
Wow. But he has scored a run.
He has come across
the plate at some
point.
You
think when he goes 0-4, he goes home and ponders it at all? Do you think it affects his mood around his wife and kids?
I think it phases him not one bit.
I don't know, man.
I think it bothers him a little bit.
I think he's completely detached from playing Major League Baseball. At this point.
I don't think he loves Major League Baseball, but I think he said something that other players say and get away with, but he is a polarizing guy based on the lack of production, the money he's making. Mm-hmm. I mean, all he said was that his family comes before baseball and I believe.
Right. Well, those things, anybody could say that and no one would attack him.
Right.
But it's not that. It's the demeanor. That's what's...
It's kind of akin to when... Remember when the Orioles gave Chris Davis that huge contract?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then all of a sudden, like, he just
sucked.
He stopped taking Adderall and he couldn't hit. And he was
hitting 165.
Was batting like 165. He was either striking out.
I go right back on the Adderall, by the way, if that were the case. back on it.
And then just, but you could see he was obviously trying.
Yeah.
So maybe trying too hard. It's almost like Rendon is like Chris Davis. He got a big contract.
Well, I feel like he's the opposite, though.
But he's not caring.
Yeah, he's the opposite of Chris Davis.
But I know, like, but it's almost like he got, like, when Chris Davis got his big contract, all of a sudden, and then it became
pressure.
But maybe
I think
pressure,
for Rendon, I don't think it's pressure or you know, I want to live up to my contract. I think with Rendon, it's like, I got my money and now I can chill.
He just seems nonplussed by the fact that
he's
he has
like
zero
the
hits.
Classic case of a guy you don't want to give a big money contract to. Yeah. Chris Davis appeared to be a hardworking kid that was, you know what I mean? It just. Maybe I feel like part of it was pressure that got to Davis.
I mean, we don't know. It could bother him. I mean, maybe he doesn't show it, but I'm sure he's not happy when 0-4.
Well, nobody wants to be unsuccessful in life.
Yeah, there's no way he wants to go
but
into
he
the.
He doesn't appear to care that much.
I mean, outwardly correct, but we have no idea. I mean, he's batting zero for the year. Yeah. He threw five games, and he's still batting leadoff.
Because he has a history.
I know. He's statistically.
They're doing backup baseball card.
I guess. But I got to
know for. Look. Bryce Harper was 0-4 before yesterday's game, and then he hit three home runs. Like, 0-4 in five games is not abnormal in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but we're not talking about this for five games. We're talking about this for, like, the last 5 years.
No, he's underperformed the last couple of years.
And I would say this. No, it's not abnormal to go 0-4 for five games. But if they were losing these games, I guarantee you Ron Washington would say, all right, I'm going to get somebody up to the top of the lineup that's getting on base.
Yeah.
The best thing to happen to him is going to L.A., where
nobody cares.
That's
where
true.
Nobody cares.
And nobody sees him.
Nobody sees you. Nobody cares.
Yeah, totally.
You're in the shadows. Yep.
You mentioned the Phillies. They won 9-4. Bryce hit 1, 2, 3 dingers, including a slammer.
I believe he scored 1,000 runs in his career now.
It's pretty damn good. Numbers are really good. Did you see him hit the fence on in front of the dugout the other night when he was going for the foul ball?
I did, yeah.
Oh,
he caught it, right?
Did he catch that ball?
I thought he caught it.
No, it landed behind him.
But he looked like he broke his leg. I mean, that's how bad it was.
Yeah, it was an ugly spill by him.
Cubs beat the Rockies. Of course, we had our boy Boog Shambi on last week. But the Cubs beat the Rockies 12-2. The Rockies' number one pitcher is Kyle Freeland. All right, number one pitcher. Mm-hmm. Started home their opener, started last night. He's given up in two starts, 17 runs in two starts.
Oh, is that at Coors or is that at Wrigley?
No, that was at Wrigley last night. I can't remember who they played in their opener. I think they were on the road.
That's brutal.
And there was one other game I wanted to mention. Oh, Dodgers won again.
Getting back to the Cubs for a second. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. Did you see the embarrassing pyrotechnics display?
I wanted to bring that up.
By the Cubs during their opener?
What did they do?
It was their home opener at Wrigley, and the players are being introduced, and they're coming out of the dugout, and they walk through like this, like almost like a red carpet thing that's lined with pyrotechnics.
Right. Well, they had two little boxes that shoot out sparklers, mm-hmm. or you know, like a fountain of sparklers, and it just was so underwhelming. It was such an underwhelming display for a major league team on opening day.
It was like, the most limp D.
Why bother?
Pyrotechnics like, you could think of.
If you're gonna do pyro and fireworks, you either go big or you don't do it. The Cubs.
And they went small.
They should not have done it.
They could have had fans holding sparklers out there, and it would have been much more entertaining.
It was a pathetic display by the Cubs.
I've never seen that before. Poop-a-doop. Like a team of that stature doing it.
It was just it
looked cheap. It looked cheap.
Like something that like a minor league team would do a better job of it. Right. Let alone the Chicago Cubs.
The Savannah Bananas would play something better.
Would have been better.
Would have been way better.
All right, a couple other things quickly. Dodgers won again. They're 6-2. Mookie Betts hit his fifth home run. He's got five bombs in eight games, and they've scored five runs or more in all eight games to start the season. That's the first time in 20 years that's happened in Major League Baseball. We are going to have Mike Rizzo on the show later today. He texted me yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And he wants to change his walk-up song.
Oh, he does. Really? Oh, look at that.
He wants to move on from Fallout
Boy. You want to do it as you want to be surprised by it, or you want to know it?
I
like a surprise.
Okay.
Ooh. Can I ask it, is it by the same band?
Mm-mm. You're not going to hear Saturday in the Park by Chicago
different
anymore.
Different band. Look at this. Mike Rizzo shaking it up.
It's probably someone you've never heard of. I've heard the song.
I thought his song was Fallout Boy.
Yeah, I thought it was Fallout Boy.
What? I thought he was playing Chicago.
No, it was Chicago.
Chicago, Saturday
night. Changed it to Chicago last year. He's been on for so long.
We have changed it.
It used to be Fallout Boy.
For a while, it was Fallout Boy.
I want to say.
Is that generations?
Three, 4 years
centuries.
Ago.
Yeah, centuries.
We changed that years ago.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. I still
you want to play the former walk-up song real quick? Because
well, I take credit for the World Series win because Drab and I changed his walk-up song mid-season.
Oh, I forgot that.
After, like, what was it? Their losing streak.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have bet all the money it was still that Fallout Boy song.
Which I call generations, but it's called centuries.
Yeah.
Which is close. And you both you both missed this for 4 years.
That's true. I remember now.
I like this song. This is a catchy ditty.
It's a great song, but it's been his walk up for a while. Hey Jason, I'm starting with you guys tomorrow morning. Can I change my music to the song? And I'll let you be surprised.
All right, hold on. Let me ask you this: is it like classic rock?
No,
it's a current.
It's 60s R&B.
Oh, okay.
You've probably heard the song. There's no way you've heard. I didn't know who sang the song.
So it's like Motown-esque vibes.
Kind of Motown-esque.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do you know? Is it actually a Motown artist?
I mean, I think so.
Hey, can you text it to me so I can check and see if it's in the system?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Check the stacks of wax back there, Bobbies.
Is there a... Yeah, I just want to know it. Is there like a reference to Chicago or something or a reference to D.C. or...
I mean, I haven't heard or read all the lyrics.
Okay, it's not an obvious like choice.
No, you've probably heard the song, but there's no chance you know who sang the song. I didn't. Okay. I've never even heard of this guy.
That's a good tease. That's
I mean, the song's good. Tease. It's a good song. I just, you know, it's off my radar.
Did his wife tell him or he picked it himself?
I think it's just, I don't know. I mean, I didn't ask him that.
You're doing what my wife does. I'll get a text. It's two sentences and she'll ask 20 questions about it. I'm like,
well, I don't know. out. Jason seems, he sits around and texts people all day. Figure maybe he was asking.
No, he texted me out of the blue.
Yeah, all look right. at that.
All right, so all today, right. real quick, in baseball, you've got 9 day games, including the Royals, Orioles, and Baltimore. Now, the weather could play a role in a lot of these games, including that game. Also, in the Phillies game, they're playing the Reds at 4. We talked about the Nats game. That's 6:45. Pirates, that could be either delayed or canceled, not sure. And then the Mets, who are canceled last night, also playing 7:10 tonight against Detroit. Could be an issue.
All right, got to take a break. Mike Rizzo will join us at 9 o'clock. The Nats president of baseball operations here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so this morning, I don't know how the hell this happened. I've been coming in to the show late. And I'm like a JP now. I show up like 10 minutes before because I do any pre-show prep. I do it in the morning. I get up at like 4:20. I'm downstairs for a half an hour on the computer, finding out what happened, you know, overnight. And somehow I stumbled onto a Mr. Beast video. And I haven't watched a Mr. Beast video, I don't know, 2 years.
Okay.
Maybe I've watched it my whole life, 3. I mean, I'm not a big Mr. Beast guy.
I'm not a big Mr. Beast content guy either, but I know he's wildly popular.
Yeah, I know he's got like a billion followers, sure. And he's the most popular creator in the world.
He was at UFC 299, front row, Miami.
I know Dana puts all those YouTube guys out there. So anyway, somehow, I think it was on Twitter, and there was something, and I clicked on it. He bought a grocery store, right? I guess that's
just doing a grocery store.
I don't even know when this video came out. I don't know if it came out yesterday, a month ago. I don't know when it came out.
I've seen it for the last week plus.
Do we know where the grocery store is based?
I don't know. I have no idea. I think he lives in North
Carolina. He's like a Carolina guy. Yeah.
So I assume there, but who knows?
Okay.
All I know is that bastard ruined my morning this morning because I clicked on it, but my dumbass clicked on it, and I watched the whole thing. Like a 30-minute video. So here's the bit. Mr. Beast bought a full grocery store. Like, literally imagine, like, buying a Safeway, right? And we know this guy's, like, a billionaire. He's going to be. He's on well on his way. Bought a grocery store. And then I think it was one of the employees. Okay. Or it was just a guy that was there. And he said, I just bought this grocery store. And I'm going to give you $10,000 a day for as long as you can live in it. Right? Okay. You can't leave it, though. And he painted a red line around the perimeter of the grocery store.
All right.
And he said, you're going to get, how long can you live in this grocery store? And the guy goes, I don't know.
It's a good challenge. He's like it.
Trying to win at least a milli here. You know what I mean? Trying to go at least 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's a little setup. And then he leaves. And the guy just, he says, the one catch is, so you have to spend the night there, and, you know, it's kind of, you're in a grocery store. Like, what do you do in a grocery store?
Where do you sleep?
At least you have food.
Are you able to turn out the lights? Because sleeping would be so hard in that fluorescent light.
That's true. No, I think he could manipulate that, okay?
Okay.
I'd there sleep is in a freezer but there section is a catch. With a blanket, a big blanket, sleep in the freezer section. So crisp.
No, but there are catches that happen, right? So he does the first night, and you think, okay. And he brings in literally a shopping cart with $10,000 in, like, dollar bills or something, right?
Yeah. Good bit.
It's a good bit. There's so much money in there.
Yeah.
And he goes, here you go. Congratulations. Now, here's what you're going to do. He goes, you're going to have to take cash out $10,000 worth of merchandise every day. And then it turns out, you know, they're going to donate it to charity or whatever.
Right.
But you got to figure out what you want to get rid of because you think, oh, I'm in a grocery store. I got all this food here.
Yeah, you can just live off of everything in the store.
Years,
yeah, right.
You know what I mean? But he's like, no, you got to $10,000. So you have to be, So he like first strategic. Day, yeah, you gotta be strategic. So the first thing he did was I think there were like electronics, so he got rid of those.
Okay.
Then right. You know the next day, you know like he one time he did like Hallmark cards,
milk. Gotta get rid of get through the milk.
So and he's doing it and
eggs.
And he's just he's clocking, you know, like 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. And then there's like 10 carts there, right? The guy's got yeah. 100 grand. And you know, he's got a wife and two kids, mm-hmm. but he obviously can't see them. He develops his own shower. The guy all of a sudden becomes like Tom Hanks on Survivor. Like he builds his own shower in
he's
there.
He's MacGyver.
Like, yeah. He's MacGyver with trash bags. Oh. He has like one of those carts. That like the kids are used somehow. It's got a motorized little cart thing in there, and he's making a racetrack in there.
You got to entertain yourself.
He's just entertaining himself, right? And then he did a mountain of like cheese balls, and then he drove his car through it. Like literally, right. you start to go stir crazy, right? Right. Mm. But he's just clocking 10 grand every day, and then the big wrinkle, and there are a lot of little wrinkles, but the big wrinkle was about when he was at about 250K or something like that. Mr. B said, I forgot to pay the power. No. And so when I bought the grocery, they gave me all the paperwork to sign over for the electric and okay. all that. He goes, I just forgot to do it. And so, you know, the power went out. And we knew as viewers the power was going to go out. We just didn't know when.
Right.
And he told him, he said, yeah, I just forgot to pay it. Sorry.
That's clearly a bit by him. Or he did. There's no way he just, forgot to pay the power bill.
Who knows, yeah.
Clearly a
so
bit
it took the power. So then what happens? Now, all of a sudden, all your freezer stuff is going bad. First of all, you're in pitch black.
Yeah.
All right, so that makes it a lot harder now.
It's not like a store has windows, so there's yeah. no like, natural light.
The only
light.
Thing he could do is he did figure out fairly quickly to go out to the delivery bay, and he opened that up so he could, and he was just hanging out. By the, you know, where they deliver the trucks yeah, deliver. Yeah. So he's hanging out there during the day.
The people from the Mist wish they were in that grocery store so the beasts couldn't fly through and kill them right. in the middle of the night. Anyway, that's an aside.
But anyway, so right. then he had to start getting rid of.
He hasn't seen the Mist, I don't think.
He had to start getting rid of all the frozen stuff, right?
Sure.
You know, because that's going to start to go bad if you want to get your 10Ks worth.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep the bit going. So he kept doing that. At one point, Mr. Beast brought his wife and two kids over.
Okay.
So he could spend the day with them. But that's kind of like a double-edged sword because now you know what you're missing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so then he really started, it started to wear on mm-hmm. him. Then he got to a point where he started just trashing the like he's losing his mind.
Right.
That month they got a forklift in there and he's just bulldozing the
shelves.
They gave him like a bobcat. He's just,
he's just going to town. He's just literally destroying. The guy's going like bonkers.
Yeah.
And long story short, I think he lasted 50 days, and he determined in his head that he didn't really need $1 million.
He just 45 days.
Yeah, he just needed, like, $500,000, I think, became his goal, so maybe he bailed on 45 days.
It's pretty damn good.
He could pay off his mortgage. He could set aside some money for his kids' education.
Yeah.
And get me out of here,
sure.
brother.
Mm. It's a great bit.
So he lasted 45 days.
Nice. That's awesome.
And, wow. I mean.
Month and a half? It's a good run.
Could you? I don't know. It's pretty amazing how he became MacGyver, though.
Right.
Like, because he made a bed out of, like, toilet paper, all the toilet paper.
Mm. It sounds like it was more than a grocery store, because it said that he had an inflatable pool.
Well, they had, so he started to find
stuff.
But
I also know a lot of these reality shows, I know this isn't a reality show.
Well,
they have writers. So, like, the forklift and some of these things, they're probably inserting these things to create content.
I don't doubt it. But it was entertaining. I'm not.
Yeah, we're not trying to punch holes in.
I'm not trying to punch holes in
a toilet paper bed mattress. That's a pretty.
Hey, what,
that's
a
pretty, he was pretty ingenious.
Did it say
yeah.
what the guy did for a living? Because he might have been resourceful. You know what I mean? Like a blue collar, resourceful guy.
He was an employee because he looked like he was dressed like a Target guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like khaki pants and a golf
sure.
shirt.
Maybe worked at the grocery store.
Again, I
maybe
was,
like an assistant manager at the store.
Yeah, yeah. I'm probably wrong, but that was my initial gut. Because I'm just scanning it, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, I'm locked in. I'm watching this thing for 30 minutes. I can't
Mr.
believe.
Mr. Beast got you.
They got
he
me.
He sucked you into his algorithm.
Meanwhile, Mr. Beast kept flying out and doing other bits. I guess he did a bit. We stayed on an island for a week. He did like his own
well,
Survivor
that's
bit.
That's what you can do when you're rich. he can fly all over the
so
place.
He's got multiple bits going at all times. that dude, the creativity of he and his team.
I need to look up his net worth.
And
it's
you watched that.
Is it
you watched all of that this morning, you said?
Yeah. 30 minutes?
It says here that Alex was a member of Mr. Beast's casting team.
Who? The guy that was in there? What does that mean?
Maybe he's part of Mr. Beast's organization, and he just decided to go for the challenge.
Like a, he's like a producer, it sounds like.
Oh, they let his own producer get do that?
Maybe even created the challenge.
It sounds like he makes between $3 and $5 million a month.
That's it? I bet he makes
more
than that.
That's it? $3-5 million a month?
Dude, his videos
get like...
That seems
like a pretty good income.
That's not bad.
No, it's great. But his videos get so many hits. Like, they get like 100 million views.
Net worth on the internet, like it always ranges.
My guess is that's behind the curve.
Maybe it is.
Well, let's say if he makes $5 million a month, how much is that? That's $60 million
a year?
I feel like he makes even more than that.
Maybe he does.
I don't know, man.
Pretty good income stream.
Anyway... When we come back, I also want to just touch on this Anthony Kim documentary that they did. And if you're not a golf person, you might not care.
He went through a lot of stuff, didn't he?
He went through hell and back, dude. That's I watched this whole thing.
Did you watch that?
And I want to give you some observations. And maybe some people can chime in because there are a couple observations visually that I have that I want you to explain to me. What happened? What happened with this guy?
Physically?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.